Hi, I'm Danielle Kelly. Welcome to another JPR Live session where we get to have conversations with artists we admire and one-of-a-kind in-studio performances. You can find JPR Live sessions wherever you listen to podcasts and archived on the music page at ijpr.org. Today's session is made possible in part with support from the Talent Club in downtown Talent, Oregon, offering live music and cold drinks in a casual atmosphere. Find their music lineup at talentclublive.com. Today, our guests are Seattle-based band Jaws of Brooklyn. They've been carving out their own brand of retro-inspired rock and soul since forming in 2020, drawing from 60s garage rock, Motown melodies, Muscle Shoals, soul, and girl group harmonies. They built a sound that's both nostalgic and refreshingly modern. Their 2022 debut album, The Shoals, earned praise from both Billboard, which called the band impressive, and American Songwriter, which wrote that Jaws of Brooklyn are set to chart a new course. The band's been winning over audiences at festivals such as Seattle's Capitol Hill Block Party, Treefort Music Fest, Bumbershoot, South by Southwest, and in venues from coast to coast. We've been spinning all three of their records here on Open Air, their 2022's The Shoals, 2025 follow-up Crush on You, and their brand new 2026 release Unstoppable, which they are currently on a West Coast tour in support of. Today on guitar, we've got Brian Cohen, bass player Paul Christofferson, Zia Uden. Sorry if I'm correct. Stop me if I need to be corrected here. Zia Uden on drums or percussion today. We've got some special percussion devices that we'll have to talk about later, since our listeners are listening and not watchers. Dana Dysart on keys, Gretchen Lemon on lead vocals, and joining them on tour on the vocals, Uncle Roy and Spice. Thank you for coming in, everybody. Welcome to the studio.
Thank you for having us.
I'd love to start with just a little origin story for the band for our listeners. You guys are based in Seattle. Are you all originally from there? Are you transplants? What's the story there?
So the five of us are all from Seattle. And even before we get into this story, we want to just start by thanking you for the support, for playing the records, for having us in. As an independent band, you know, we need all the support we can get. So we just really appreciate it.
You bet.
So the origin story is Brian, Zia, and Paul were doing some mixing in Brooklyn, probably like 2019, 2020. Pre-COVID, and we had kind of a wild night, and one of us was like, hey, we've gone into the Jaws of Brooklyn. And someone was like, hey, let's just keep that as a name. And we thought it was cute because it sort of sounded like a dance gang, you know, that you would find in like West Side Story, like the Jets, the Bombers, look out, the Jaws of Brooklyn are coming and we're gonna have a dance off. That is the origin of the name. And it fits with kind of our 60s garage, 60s girl group, the retro soul vibe that we try and do.
Yeah, what is the impetus between gravitating towards that style? What are your influences and what made your decision to kind of go towards that 60s kind of retro feel?
Well, there's a song on the Shoals called Give It a Try. And when we wrote it, it kind of sounded like the Zombies. Yeah, it has a dance that goes with it, which you in Radio Land.
You guys got to see them live. Look them up. They've got videos. Great dance moves.
Well, when we first cut it, I think all of Paul, Z, and I were like, hey, this is a lot like the Zombies. What if instead of doing this as sort of like a goof song or one song, what if the whole record was like this? What if the whole sound was like that? And that was a big part of what got us going, just being super intentional about sort of seeking out those sounds. And I think it's relatively modern sounding. Mm-hmm. Like we're not a kitsch act. Mm-hmm. Although I have had, someone said to me, actually in South By, someone said, oh, I get it. It's like Cream meets the B-52s. I don't think we sound like Cream, but I appreciated it.
Let them.
Yeah, it's fine.
Oh my gosh. And I mean, Seattle's kind of, I mean, it's famous for a lot of things, but there it's notorious for having sort of being the home of grunge. Is that, do you guys kind of identify with that? Do you think that Seattle grunge, does that influence the sound at all or your identity at all?
I mean, that's kind of when I was the most kind of drawn into the music scene, but I like to think of it as like 90s does the 60s. Like, I was wearing the go-go boots and the, you know, flipped hair in the 90s. So my grunge was 60s. So kind of. I mean, I was influenced because I love that music. But I don't think it's, I don't know. What do you think?
I mean, like fundamentally, we are a rock band, yeah. Mm-hmm. Right? Like this, a lot of the, if the top end is the girl group and the harmonies and the catchy choruses and the hand claps and stuff. The bottom end is a rock band, and we got it from the late '80s and the '90s in Seattle. That is a real thing.
Okay. So Crazy Night in Brooklyn, you formed a band out of a jam. Fast forward a couple years later, you guys had a different singer originally, and then Gretchen Lemon you joined just a few years ago. How did that manifest?
Well, I can't sort of tell you the story about how she left because I wasn't there, but she left. Thank you for leaving. Bless you on your journeys. And I was singing backups with...
Another Seattle band.
I think it was, wasn't that Goodness? Was I singing
it? It was Goodness.
So it was a tribute night at the Crocodile in Seattle. And Brian Cohen was there, and I hadn't met him yet. I was in the green room, and he walked in, and he had a cool outfit on, and I was like, cool glasses or something. Mm-hmm. And then at the end of the night, I was leaving, and I think he, not like weirdly, but just kind of kindly stepped in front of me and was like, hey, do you want to audition to be a backing vocalist for this band? We have a new singer. Our singer left. We have a new singer. I went out to the car immediately. I listened to Fever and I was like, I want to be in this band. So I was like, yep, I want to do it. And then he messaged me a couple days later and was like, hey, actually, do you want to just audition for lead vocalist? And that's it. And then, yeah, I was like, yes. And I also want you to learn all of your first album. And we did that the second time I came by.
This part is the truth. All this is true. And Gretchen was like, I want to play the whole first album, which all of us were like, this is never going to happen again. So we all had to go back, relearn the first 10 songs, and then Gretchen showed up. And to her credit, she was like aces on the verses and choruses, bridges, shaky. It was a little rough and tumble on the bridges.
I was like, I don't know the bridges, but everything else I got.
Yeah, she was like, the bridges, I'm working through them, but choruses and verses, she was in. We were like, if she's willing to do those, we got this thing.
That was my second audition.
Amazing. My guest today in this JPR live session, by way of Seattle, Jaws of Brooklyn. They have a new record out called Unstoppable. You can find them online at jawsofbrooklyn.com, also on socials, Jaws of Brooklyn. The new record is called Unstoppable. There's a track on it called Unstoppable. Are you guys ready to play a song this morning?
Let's do it.
Absolutely.
Is it Unstoppable?
Yeah.
It is.
Great.
It's time to let go. Turning in time, facing the notion, full steam ahead. No one can stop the way I feel. No, no one, no nothing. No one can tell me how I should feel. I'm possible. The way I feel, no one. tell me how I should feel. I'm possible, I'm unstoppable. No one can stop the way.
Jazz of Brooklyn live at Jefferson Public Radio. That's Unstoppable, the title track of the new release, Unstoppable. This band is out of Seattle on tour for this record. Now, this record, you guys are Seattleites. We've established that. This record was produced a little ways away from home with some cool people who have a cool track record and a really sort of famous place for recording music. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah. When we first kind of got the band together and kind of started to coalesce, we sent demos to a bunch of different producers. And one of the producers that we all sort of agreed on was Ben Tanner, who's the keyboard player for Alabama Shakes, but had also produced that St. Paul and the Broken Bones record, that first one that I think it's the one that has Call Me on it. Mm-hmm. So we really liked his sound. So we sent it to him and... they got back and said, hey, we'd like to make this record. So we went, the four of us, like right as COVID was coming to a close, got on a plane and flew to Florence, Alabama, and made the first record. And so when Gretchen joined and we were like, all right, we're back, we flew back to Florence, Alabama, and recorded the 15 songs that became Crush on You and Unstoppable. And the backup singers on the record are Sinead Johnson and Carita Law from Alabama Shakes, and who also sing with Brittany Howard in her solo stuff. So amazing, amazing singers.
What was the significance for being in that place? Was that being in Muscle Shoals, did that have any kind of, you know, special meaning for you? Or you guys, you know, just head spinning, doing the record and... task at hand.
I mean, I think it was just the sound, right? Like, we know where the sounds that you guys wanted, that we wanted, and that's where we thought we might be able to get them best.
Yeah, I mean, it is one of the cradles of American music. You know, just right across the river is Muscle Shoals and Fame Studios and, you know, Aretha and the Stones, and I mean, all kinds of people have recorded there. The list is very, very long. So, you know, being in that space and thinking about sort of making this like retro music, but also making, you know, like our spin on it and a modern spin on it. It was definitely a good thing to do. And the other thing too is, you know, Florence, Alabama is a very like cute little town, and being away from Seattle and being in an Airbnb together really for the first time was super bold. I mean, Gretchen flew out and was like, I know you guys kinda.
Trust.
Yes. And we worked for 10 days. It was fun.
And what is your writing process? I mean, did you go to the studio, sort of the album all fleshed out, and you just went to, you know, lay it down, or yeah. What is the process?
Well, you can jump in, but Brian, I think you are sort of the here are these song ideas. You come in with those, and then in the room they get fleshed out. When I came in, they had already basically fleshed out almost all of the songs. I think there was just like two or three that we finished together. Yep. And then, do you want to jump in?
Yeah, we were into demos, but there was definitely like Coming Home that was on Crush, and the song Crush, which has an X number of babies. There's a lot of even discussion amongst us how many times the word babies used in that song, but like. Yeah, Gretchen.
Everybody loves Baby. It's all good.
Yeah, but like Gretchen took those and owned those, that lyrical content. So, yeah, we ended up. I mean, we did. It was 15 songs, so that was also a little bit of a stretch for us.
Yeah, and so you had some amazing vocalists in studio there. You know, that had a track record. They're not on tour with you now. You have another amazing vocal duo with you. Can you introduce them a little more in depth than I did? And how, tell us how that came to be.
Well, I think we saw, Uncle Roy and Spice, we saw them singing with a band called Sir Woman out of Austin, Texas.
We know Sir Woman here.
Yeah. And we were at the Ballard Seafood Festival last summer, and we played that stage, and then I think they were on a couple bands after us, and we were just like, okay, wait a minute. who are these people and how can they be in our life? So we sort of, I think we started scheming then.
It was a deep scheming.
And so Uncle Roy and Spice, you guys are a duo, an artist, and you guys have your own careers. And so you're singing with Sir Woman. Now you're singing with Jaws of Brooklyn. What is that like? How many other bands do you play with? What is the life of a traveling, dynamic vocal background duo like?
Man, it's exhausting. It's fun. It's super fun though. Well. Yeah, we're best friends first. We're best friends, since 2008. And we have been singing together since we met, and we started a duo. And so that kind of like brings us into all sorts of different projects.
Was that in D.C. where your roots are in D.C., right?
We are from D.C., okay. Yep.
So you started in 2008 in D.C.?
Yep, yeah. Yep. Okay. We went to art school together and continued to do music together when we could. And then we both kind of ended up in Texas together intentionally. And we started doing recording down there and stuff like that. But just like as a duo, we were singing a lot on different records and also with Sir Woman. And then we started doing more things with our duo. And so that's Uncle Roy and Spice. And we perform a lot around Austin, Texas, but also throughout the country. And now with Jaws of Brooklyn, we're joining them, so that's been super fun. And yeah, we have a residency in Austin that we do weekly, and then we also have a choir out there.
Oh, wow.
Uh-huh. Yep.
Yeah, we have a 40-piece choir.
Yes.
We have 40 grown children.
Wow. Oh, you lead the choir. You're the what do you call that? The director, the maestros? Yeah. The
yes. We're everything.
Yes.
We're mom and dad to them.
Yes. Aww. Yep, directors, so. Parents, whatever it is they need at the moment. But yeah. So yeah, that's what we pretty much do, but best friends first, and now we're joining this group of cool kids, so it's fun.
How cool.
Yeah.
And it's a special day today. Just have to do a birthday shout out to Uncle Roy. Happy birthday.
Thank you so much.
We love you.
Thank you. Thank you.
We love you both so much. We're so happy.
I'm only 21.
Yep. And that seafood festival, it was cool, but this is the best thing we got out of it.
Yes.
Yeah.
You guys surely bring a lot to the band, a lot of energy, not just sonically, but just physically. You guys have some great dance moves and just great smiles and just really good energy. Yeah.
Thank you.
And you too, girl.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. That's let's right. not forget you. I remember that outfit. I want to borrow it.
Yeah.
My closet is your closet. Well, we'd love to hear another song. What would y'all like to play next?
Lie to me.
Yeah.
Don't lie to me.
It's Jaws of Brooklyn live in the Steve Nelson Performance Studio in a JPR live session.
We used to be good friends, we used to be real close. Ooh. I'm getting mixed vibes, you send from the coast. Ooh. Moment by moment, you're giving me crush. Take what you wanted and leave me with none. It's a sweet thing. Ooh. When you lie to me, lie to me, lie to me. It's a sweet thing. Ooh. When you lie to me. Back doors and short calls, freeway is my tune. I'd stand on my own feet, but I'm trapped here by you. Ooh. Moment by moment, you're giving me crush. Take what you wanted and leave me with none. Lie to me, lie to me, it's a sweet thing. Ooh. When you lie. It's the sweetest thing, it's the sweetest thing.
sweetest thing. It's the sweetest thing when you L-I-E to me.
It's Jaws of Brooklyn live at JPR. That's Lie to Me from the new record Unstoppable. We've got a lot of conversations going on about representation and visibility in music. And as a female fronted band, are you guys, is that conversation coming up for you a lot? Do you have some feelings or opinions about that? How's it feel?
Well, I've always been in a female fronted band. Yeah. So I feel great.
That's fair.
Go ahead.
I mean, we do try and play as much as we can with female fronted bands and with bands that have a ton of representation.
Mm-hmm.
It's just part of our deal.
Yeah.
Like, all of us have been in bands. All of us have done this for a really, really long time. We know that we've seen a lot of a similar kind of thing. And we're trying to change that and trying to find people to play with or kind of, you know.
Similarly aligned.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Awesome. And I think that one thing that maybe listeners are often surprised to learn is that many working musicians wear a whole bunch of different hats. Do you guys all work as, I mean, we heard Uncle Roy and Spice, you guys are really immersed in a music career. Do you guys, what else do you guys do? I heard that you might be a school teacher as well, Gretchen. What other kind of hats do y'all wear?
I'm a middle school teacher.
Uh-huh.
That's my side hustle.
Okay. Okay, the teaching's the side hustle.
That's the one that pays the bills, but it's my side hustle.
Okay.
We've played Gretchen's school.
Yes.
Oh my gosh.
Twice.
And Gretchen is like a gifted educator.
Oh,
like,
thank you.
She has middle school kids who adore her.
Are we talking school assembly or are we talking like middle school dance or what are we talking
about? We did it in my classroom the first year when we just rotated in different grades.
Cool.
And then this last one we did in the cafetorium. With the whole middle school.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, just for an assembly, basically. Yeah.
She's underselling. She got, like, the kids had, they helped us load in. There were MCs. There were, like, ushers. She got a couple of kids who had seen us last year perform, mm-hmm. who were now in high school to sing. Mm-hmm. Two of her co-teachers sang with us. It was like...
Wow. Did you watch... were you watching them just light up and being a part of the whole process?
Yeah, it was awesome.
How cool. Yeah. How inspiring. And being a teacher, I guess, you know, I grew up with a mom as a school teacher. Mm-hmm. Summer's free is a really amazing thing. Does that sort of dictate a lot of the band's rhythms and touring, for example?
Yes. Brian's like, send me your year in advance calendar. And I do. And that's what he looks at.
I do a lot of looking at the school district calendar. But I mean, listen, we find blocks of time. Summer is a really great block. There's always something in spring. There's something midwinter.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we're trying to travel as much as we can and go and visit and see as many people as possible. So we're on it.
What does the local music scene in Seattle feel like? I mean, it's a big city. How often do you guys play locally? And what does that feel like? What kind of shows are those like?
So I can say that we, in this band, I've had the experience of selling out smaller venues to bigger venues, and we're working our way up, and eye on the prize, Crocodile. Okay. Putting it out there. I'm manifesting right now into the air. But so far, it's been just like, because we're different, I think, and also we're hustling when we're selling those shows. Like, we're selling out those shows because we're working really hard, but it feels great.
Yeah.
Great reception. Seattle music scene is weird.
Yeah.
I was going to say that. It's weird.
So, but you do play some shows at home.
Yep.
You're incorporating the music into the classroom and then you're going out on the summer and doing festival circuits and touring and taking it as far as you can.
Cool. I mean, we should say this much is like, there are a lot of bands in Seattle that are hustling trying to move tickets and get their music out there. Yes. And I think one of the challenges that maybe Gretchen was alluding to is like some of these venues struggle. And that's a loss for all of us.
Yes.
You know, if there aren't places for independent artists to play and do music, the community suffers. That's not what anyone wants. What makes a place like Seattle special is that there's arts and a thriving culture.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of it has to do with real estate prices and pricing. And man, I mean, you know, we need venues and we need spaces that people can gather for music.
I think it's a universal conundrum. How do we as a consumer consume music and support the artist? How does the artist make a living out of it? How does the venue play their part? How do we all play together and make it work?
Absolutely.
Yes. Exactly.
If you guys have any answers, let us all know. I think we all need
still doing research.
Yes. Yeah. Magic Wand, what, you know, Crocodile is a venue that you're talking about. What is that? Yeah. What's the next level of wishes for this band? Magic Wand, where's Jaws of Brooklyn next year? Or next in 5 years, or what's the next
within 5 years
dream?
Tour bus?
I mean, you know, Magic Wand would be that Uncle Roy and Spice are on tour with us year round.
Yes.
I'm sure they would just love that.
At least one or two a year.
I mean, yeah, we'll work our way into it. and everyone has their own tour. No, I think so. For next year, we have a bunch of festivals that we want to play. We're definitely going to be coming back down the West Coast, we're hoping to put out a new record. We're in the middle of writing and demoing, and then boy, oh boy, would we like to sell that croc out.
Where will you be recording the new works?
I think that we are going to go to, I think we may do it in L.A.
Cool.
There's talk.
Very
There's
cool.
some talk, yeah.
Okay. The band that records all across the country.
Yeah.
How cool.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much for spending part of your day off on tour. I know those are precious moments. Thanks for coming in to hang out with us. We have time for one more song. What would you like to wrap up with?
Thank you so much for having us.
Summer We Forgot.
And pleasure. Playing
us. Our pleasure.
Hey baby, it's been a while since we watched the sun setting. A beautiful soul song when we're connecting. Hey darling, hold me till it feels like devotion. Up and down we're rolling on this ocean.
Jaws of Brooklyn with Summer We Forgot. That is from the brand new record, Unstoppable, out everywhere you stream your music. You can hear it here on JPR. You can also buy it on vinyl. They've got really good looking vinyl on their merch page on the website. Jawsofbrooklyn.com is where you can find out their tour schedule, their bio. You can find out all things Jaws of Brooklyn at jawsofbrooklyn.com. Follow them on social media, Jaws of Brooklyn as well. You guys have a TikTok too? Is that true? Okay, I'm glad to hear it because you guys have some cute moves. I'm sure that I'm going to have to check that out. Check them out on TikTok. Oh, and before I ask, Udi, back there, you've got, we are listening mode here, so people can't see what's going on. I did take some pictures. Could you, is there a significance behind that shaker you've got there?
This is my baby.
This is about 5 inches in diameter. It's a child's face.
It speaks to me all the time. I can't shut it off.
Is there a special story behind this?
It's a baby head. So for those of you in Radioland, it's a baby head shaker that's also glow in the dark. But it actually comes from Dana, our keyboard player. Her son plays in a band called Time Baby. Shout out to Time Baby. So this
and
is,
daughter-in-law.
Thank
Lauren
you so much.
Is in the band as well.
Thank you so much. Anyways. So this is one of their merch items that they produce.
Amazing.
Yeah, it's a shaker. They do it with a 3D printer, right?
They do.
Yeah. All right. One of a kind. Well, one of a batch of merch. Anyway,
exactly.
Very unique. Very, really cool. I like to shout out any kind of interesting instrumentation that comes in here. It's kind of cool.
It's a fun one.
You guys, thanks so much for coming in and spending time with us today. This has been really special.
Thank you so much. Appreciate
thank you for having us.
Yeah. Thanks for supporting, also like indie music.
Of course.
And yeah, really appreciate that.
Of course. Thank you so much. Find out more about the Jaws of Brooklyn at their website, jawsofbrooklyn.com. This session has been engineered by John Griffin of Lunazen Studios. This live session has been made possible in part by support from the Talent Club. In Talent, hosting live music and cold drinks in a casual atmosphere. That's right, downtown Talent. You can find their music schedule at talentclublive.com. You can find audio and photos from this session on our website later today at ijpr.org. You can also find JPR Live sessions anywhere you listen to podcasts. I'm your host, Danielle Kelly. Thanks for listening and supporting Jefferson Public Radio. Open Air will continue right after this.